Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I talked to my ex, Isaac. I did it. I did it. We met at the coffee shop where we used to go by his apartment. It was at 5 o'clock, so it was kind of too late for coffee. I didn't want to order anything. I was not going to get caffeinated. So
you were just taking up space in the coffee shop?
Yes, literally just taking up space outside on the street in the new, you know, street seating part of the coffee shop. And I brought up how I've been feeling, which for anyone who is tuning in for the first time, I was dating someone. We actually met on the podcast. Our first date was a 10-minute Zoom speed date for this very podcast. You can listen to it. Jenny Goes on Speed Dates live on the pod. We dated for 2.5 months. And I thought it was great. I thought we were having a lot of fun and we really liked each other. And he didn't really indicate at any point that he wasn't interested in me or wanted space or anything. It got kind of serious in the way that a pandemic relationship does, because we were exclusive right from the get-go, right from the jump. And then he dumped me over the phone after texting me the night before that he was really excited to see me. Sparkles, heart emoji,
new with the leaf, as well.
Leaf emoji. Yes. Yeah. Not forget the leaf emoji. So then the next day, just out of the blue, he calls me and is like, I don't think we should see each other anymore because of timing and I don't want to be in a relationship. And I'm shocked because that's not what he's been saying to me.
That's not what the leaf text said.
That's not what the text the night before said. He said he was very excited for all of it. Very excited to see me. Heart emoji, sparkles, leaf emoji. So I immediately bought tickets to go to LA because that's what you do when you have a broken heart. You go and you fly away and you get on the beach and you take a lot of thirst traps.
People that practice self-care do that. Mm-hmm. A lot of other people would wallow and not take care of themselves, but...
No, for me, I was like, I'm going to bring my sluttiest clothes and I'm going to LA and I'm going to be in the sunshine and on the beach. So that's what I did. And then I came back and I texted him that I wanted to talk to him in person about what is going on. Mm-hmm. Bringing us here to the coffee shop, second breakup, basically. So I told him all of that I was shocked, that I really had no idea that a breakup was coming, that of course I'm sad because I liked him and I thought it was all going really well. So what is happening? So he said, actually, I had kind of a gut feeling that this wasn't right for me. Like, I'm looking for my person and this isn't right for me in the long term. And I was like, oh, well, literally not what you said on the phone. You said timing and you said didn't want to be in a relationship, which indicates maybe like hope that maybe if things were different and the timing was different, we would be back together, or like either that he had been lying to me for 2 months about whether he was happy in the relationship or not, or had like just a random feeling that changed things for him. And it's the second thing. It's that he had a random feeling that changed things for him.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, I don't want to be in a relationship with someone that doesn't want to be in a relationship with me, obviously. And right. I hope you know how much you hurt me by surprising me that way. And also, you know, I knew it was bullshit on the phone. And he was like, yeah, and apologized and like sincerely meant it. And it was a really nice conversation. And that was kind of the hard thing because we still have chemistry and sexual tension. Because nothing was really wrong in the relationship. So it just felt like weird to be in the same space again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, you are going to a familiar territory, coffee shop, which I feel as though wasn't probably the best location. I feel as though like you should have chose somewhere completely new where you don't have any sort of past.
No.
And it's like, okay, we can move forward without having the memories of like, I remember when you dumped your coffee all over yourself on our first date, whatever. It's just,
I know, just like this potato pastry that is so good. They have the best potato pastry. That's their thing. So
I mean, like, it would be great if he had a podcast about dating as well, that we could hear his perspective.
I know, what's his side?
Yeah.
I wonder. But I feel like I'm okay, and I feel better than I did, especially after having been in LA. That really helped me a lot. And mm-hmm. I think what's hard is that, like, I would really like to be in a serious relationship too with someone maybe I'll be with for a long time. And, you know, I really liked him, but if that's not what he sees for us, then I'm happy he told me after 2 months instead of 3 years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolute. But he really did kind of mess up the initial, the first way he dumped me really was not great. And I have notes, which I gave to him. So, but yeah.
Do you think that he's going to apply those notes for the future? Or do you think that he is simply going to disregard them and continue this streak?
I have no idea. I hope he learns something, but I've noticed with men that I've dated that sometimes they don't learn a thing.
Which is sad, but not your problem.
Sad for them. But ultimately I'm out of it. I'm not in it anymore. So
right.
He can make the same mistake 100 more times. It doesn't infect me. But
right, exactly.
I hope that he finds someone. I don't want to hear about it for a while. I hope not to learn about who he's dating or any of that for a long time, because it would make me sad.
Right. Well, I don't know. I feel like you might learn that he's dating someone just for another 2 months or something, which could potentially bring you some solace, right? it's like, okay, this is like a continuous pattern, right?
Maybe.
Or
who knows? Yeah. I mean, yeah, I wish him the best, and I mean it. Absolutely. But I also wish me the best. So
yeah.
I'm going to get back into dating, I think, very soon, because we're vaccinated. I want to get out there. Also, yeah. I want to make out with somebody.
You did go on a date this past week. I don't know if you wanted to talk about it. But
I did go on a date. I need to feel like I need to assess how I feel about it before I can give a public reveal.
A statement. Okay.
I can't give a public statement yet, but I am trying dating, and I think I'm going to be okay. I think I'm ready to date. We'll see. If next week I might come onto the pod and be like, I started dating way too soon.
Maybe so.
Well, but maybe
we'll
constantly
see. Constantly learning about ourselves and just.
Right. And we're just out here being vulnerable and brave and looking for someone to kiss and maybe even love us.
During the end of a pandemic.
Yeah. During the end of the world.
Yeah.
So that's what I wanted to share. Andrew, is there anything that you wanted to bring up? Any receipts?
Oh, I mean, like, I mentioned to you this past weekend that I discovered that my friend group from high school is getting together without the key person, the key tie, me,
mm-hmm.
Which is tragic, but, you know,
shocking.
It came to my attention from someone who was in that friend group, who is a good friend, who let me know, like, hey, by the way, just in case, you know, when this eventually does happen, this group hangout, we were all in student government together and they're all hanging out in a few weeks and, you know, without me, which is, you know, okay. I, again, like what you were saying, I don't want to hang out with people that don't want to hang out with me, which is, it's sad, but it's like, okay, you know, I tried with this friend group. It's the same friend group that has that person that, just blocked me for absolutely no reason. After just being nothing but great friends, I threw this person a party when she got her visa. And it's like, oh, okay, well, yeah, bye, Andrew. You're being blocked on all social media accounts and everything without any sort of reason. I think,
holy,
you know, once you push
shitty.
That domino down, that first one in a friend group, and it's like, okay, I guess we're not friends anymore, then it's like, you're completely out. So it's sad, but
shitty.
Whatever.
It's fully shitty. It's, and it hurts a lot. It hurts a lot to not have an explanation from close friends, former close friends, why they're distancing themselves. Like, what changed? Especially with a friendship. You get it in a romantic relationship. It's like, okay,
yeah,
we're not, you know, it's not working for us. But with friends, like, there's no good way to break up with a friend. And it feels bad.
It feels awful. But I mean, I'm thankful that I found out this way instead of seeing that they were hanging out.
Right.
I'm like, oh my God.
On Instagram, that would have been, that would have hurt so bad. I mean, this hurts too, but.
Yeah. Wow. I feel like we're just bringing really,
I know.
Really bad receipts before bringing in the guests.
But. I know, but we love our guest and she's absolutely going to lift us up, or we're just going to go deep down into hell. We don't know. We'll see. She's hilarious. She's wonderful. You can listen to her in two stellar podcasts, Unofficial Expert and also Hobby Hunter. It's our gal, Sydney Washington. Hi, Sid.
Wow, y'all really just like hit me with some heaviness. Like, that was, I was not, I'm not going to lie, I'm not prepared for what just happened. I mean, mainly because, yes, you want to know why. We all want to know why somebody isn't like fucking with us, or they say one thing and then they change their mind. We all want that. But at the end of the day, that's their answer. The answer is they not fucking with you like that. And we just have to move on. We want closure, but at the end of the day, it's not required.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
You know, so whether it's the guy that you're dating, right? I mean, I'm gonna tell you what I think. What I think
tell me what you think.
I mean, the doors are open. We vaxxed up. Everybody's V'd up. They're ready to do what they were doing before everything hit. And they want to get back out in these streets. And you can't do that if you have a relationship.
Yeah. And he did dump me the day that he got his first vaccine shot. We do have to remember.
So there.
That's a side effect. That's a side effect.
That's, fully a side effect of the vaccine.
So I mean, truly, it's rude. Like it's not nice, but at the same time, now you're free. You know what I mean? Do you want to be with somebody who really don't want to be with you? No,
absolutely not. No.
Cause they're not going to give you 100%. They're not even going to give you 90%. So you might as well be with somebody who really, you know, likes you.
Yeah. The hard thing is that it felt like he did really like me. So that was the surprising thing. But, Sydney, no.
Listen, everybody can act like they are one thing until it's time for them to move on. Mm-hmm. That's like, people are actors. You know what I mean? Not me, because I'm not booking enough. But like other people, they be acting. And they can act like whatever they want. Whatever they want it to be, it's going to be. And then when they're ready to move on, they'll move on, you know?
That's very scary.
Trust
no one. Don't make vulnerable, intimate relationships. Love them and leave them kind of moment.
Yeah, honey. I mean, the people who say they're one thing, I mean, the pandemic showed you that they're another. So everybody is going through phases right now. There's like, say, for instance, you have Jenny. The Jenny 1.0 before the pandemic hit. Pandemic hit, Jenny 2.0. Now we at 2.3.
Okay.
It's the aftermath. So you have to, I feel like we just have to give these people some grace.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. And I have certainly become a different person after spending a year indoors. I'm sure we all have. And now it's time for us all to, I guess, go a little bit wild, I'm feeling.
I mean, that's what everybody been talking about. They can't stop talking about what they're going to do when they get the vaccine. What they going to do when we could be free outside. People cannot stop talking about it. And that's how you know. It's just mayhem.
Mm-hmm. Fully chaos out on the street. Yeah. And I'm going to be ready for it. How are you feeling about the pandemic and dating during?
I'm not here for this. I'm just like, this is too much. Like, it's stressful. It's just like, okay, I was just settling in to being on the couch all the time. Now I got to get up and start working. mm-hmm. and start being present yeah. and putting pants on.
And a heeled shoe, even.
I mean, it's just not really my cup of tea at the moment. But I got to break up with my couch. And I got to I gotta make some changes. I got to get healthy. Like, all those habits that I thought was like, ooh, this is going to be life. No, 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 no. It's just, we're just going fully into it. Like, we're not even taking, it's not gradual. It's just, no. Whoop, we're open. Boop.
Yeah.
Put pussy popping on a handstand. Like, I was like, didn't the vaccine just come out last month? What's going on?
100%. It's so crazy. Like, I, since getting the vaccine, have hung out so much indoors with friends in a way that I my social calendar, like all my plans, my nights are filled. I'm like booking up with activities mm-hmm. in a way that is just so different than a few months ago.
Yeah.
Wild. Wild. I mean,
I'm happy for the people who are ecstatic about it. Let me not be, you know, a Debbie Downer. But I'm just saying, this might be too much for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm an older woman, so I'm not in a rush to go to the club. You know, I don't really need to hang out with a whole bunch of people at the same time. I like to do one-on-one groups anyway, so it's mm-hmm. like, it's fine.
What about your comedy shows? Are you excited about The Knit or any of live stand-up again?
On the record, girl, I'm stressed. Like, just yeah. straight up and down, I'm trying to figure out how am I going to be Sydney 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, Sydney
2.3,
2.5. Yeah. I'm like, I need to be able to mix and match. I can't just be fully 3.0 right now. And mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's possible at the moment. I'm not going to lie. Like, I did a comedy show. I went to Florida, LOL. I'm like, oh my God, everything is just, I needed to be gradual. Me going straight to the epicenter right. of COVID.
Right, like, the capital of yeah, COVID.
I did a show for FSU and it was cool. Like, I had a good time and I was like, oh, okay, we could get back out there. But then I'm like, do I really want to make people laugh again? I don't know.
No.
I don't know if I care as much.
Right. You're so good at it, though, I have to say. Mm. You're very good at making people laugh. I don't know if that necessarily means that you should.
Pause for 1 second.
Yeah.
The cleanse is going through me right now. Can I use the bathroom
real quick? Yeah, oh my God, please.
Sorry, just pause. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God.
We're back.
We were just looking at your cute puppy.
Oh, yes. Oh, hi. Hello.
We didn't realize there was a friend right next to you, but very yes, sweet.
Sorry. I mean, she has some notes on okay. stuff as well. So if you okay, want her good. To get in as well.
We do. And we were wondering about her receipts, actually. If she has any screenshots she wants to share, we would be happy to hear. So I know pre-pandemic, before all of this, you were absolutely out there. You were, I know, working back in the day, bottle service. I know you have fun receipts from the past. So I'm wondering what you wanted to talk about today on the pod.
Today, I have a real blast from the past.
Okay.
I have an email that I sent when I was dating men.
And oh my gosh.
Okay. Yeah, it really just showed me like, sometimes it's just you. Like, you can blame it on the other person all you want, but sometimes you got to read back your own bullshit that you wrote for you to really get a grasp of like, oh, this is why they not fucking with you.
Wait, why was it an email and not a text? Or is it that vintage?
It was in 2008, babe.
Oh my God, 2008 oh, okay. receipt. Mm-hmm. That's very much vintage. If it was a bottle of wine, it would cost a couple hundred.
Yeah. So I was dating this guy. We worked together, and then I think I left that job and I had another job, but we were still like hooking up, and he was in a band. He was tall. He was, you know,
mm-hmm.
he was cool or whatever, and I was really into him. but like we were just supposed to be like hooking up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's clear that like my feelings was just a little bit more than his.
Right.
Which is fine. Mm-hmm. Which is fine. I mean,
been there. I do that.
He wasn't looking for a relationship, but the stuff that we were doing was a relationship. Mm-hmm. So you know where that goes. That's just like, I'm confused. You say you want this, but this is how you're acting. People do it all the time, especially cis men.
Yes. Classic.
Cis straight men. So he went away. He was on tour and, you
so
know.
So a real musician. Yeah, not a real just musician. Like, not just like garage band.
No, yeah, he was a real musician. And so he's on tour, so I'm emailing him because at the time, I think I only had like, I don't know, a BlackBerry or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like the access wasn't the way we are right now. Like mm-hmm. if you don't have the international plan, yeah, you got to email people. So we're emailing back and forth. You know, we're not really calling each other and like I'm just trying to reach him, but I'm mm-hmm. being positive and I'm being hopeful and I'm thinking everything is all right. And mm-hmm. then, you know, he comes back, from tour yeah. and things are weird.
Okay.
And it's 'cause he met somebody else. Like the whole time mm-hmm. it was like, you're on tour, but you went to go see a bitch. Like that's the truth. That's mm-hmm. what happened. And my foolish ass. So I think we were talking and then it was a lot of grammatical errors, but I don't That's mind. Okay. I don't mind reading this.
Passion. Okay, good.
Go ahead.
Okay. There's no dear blank, it's just blank. I just needed to write you this email to tell you that I'm not interested in being your friend. I don't want to have any contact with you for the time being. Meanwhile, it's like, if you don't want to be friends, why the fuck are you emailing him?
Right.
Mistakenly writing you on AIM really bothered me, and I was so flustered. It made me realize I can't be a friend to you, and I do not think you can be a friend to me. I think the choices you have made so far, the way you've treated me and how you've made me feel, all show that you are not someone I want in my life, especially as a friend. It was my fault for the MySpace message. I just wanted the band to know I was rooting for them. Dumb. Then you wrote back something that had nothing to do with the band. I really thought it was bizarre. I really miss the friends I've made through you. It sucks because in order to really move forward, I really need to stop talking to them for a while until I can really focus. I had a great time with you, but in the end, it was just time and I need to move on. You have, and it's really important that you do the same. It doesn't help you writing me and saying you miss hanging out with me or you are thinking about me or telling Yadira you still want to be my friend. What does that mean anyway? Does it make you feel better? It made me feel like shit. It made me feel like there goes blank saying things that he doesn't really mean just to make himself feel better so he won't feel like the bad guy. I've erased your number from my phone a while ago, and it helped a lot. I feel like I have to remove a lot of things from my life that are not helping me grow. I'm going through a lot right now with another death in my family. Jess, you, people, I'm not in a good place right now, and even thinking about you upsets me so much that writing this email is the last thing I can do before moving forward. If you have any respect for me at all or care about me in any way, I'm asking you to not even reply to this. This letter isn't trying to start a conversation with you. It's me telling you I'm emotionally over this whole situation and I cannot and will not speak to you in any form. I have a whole bunch of your band CDs, records, and your tax information that I want to send because you might... Oh my God! I have a whole bunch of the band CDs, records, and your tax information that I want to give to you. You've made your decision, and I've made mine. I hope you'll respect mine. I do not want distance. I want peace. I wish you well, and I still pray for the band and your family. I'm closing this chapter in my life.
Wow.
And did you sign it? No. No sign off. Nothing.
Oh, hold up. Wait. I got another email right after that.
Okay. Oh my God.
I'm a mess because of all of this. I wish I didn't miss you or feel bad. I'm trying really hard. I just know you being my friend would never help unless I'm completely over you. And you really appreciated me as a person. At one point, we were on the same page, playing field. Somehow you made it home. Wait, hold on. At one point, we were on the same playing field. Somehow you made it to home and I'm still stuck on second base.
What? Oh, wow.
A sports metaphor. Wow. Baseball.
Oh my God. A nightmare.
Oh my God. Wow. And then he didn't reply.
No.
You told him not to. You explicitly said don't. And he followed the instruction.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Sid, you wrote him a book. You could publish that book.
There was one moment where I wanted to post it in on my Instagram and just be like, don't be this person. Don't be.
Do you know, like, you know what time you sent mm-hmm. it? Because that sounds like a 2 a.m.
Yeah, that sounds late evening.
Let me see.
It sounds late evening, couple glasses of wine, maybe a bottle.
How do you find out the time?
If it's on an email, would it not say at the top?
No, this was fully in the day. 12:48 p.m.
Oh, 12:48 p.m. A
you
lunch
had the time that day. Yeah.
12:48.
Oh my goodness!
Then,
and
then the next email was 12:56.
Right after. Right after.
Yeah.
Well, you just couldn't let him go without telling him that you know about sports too.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just like, I thought I was telling him. I thought I was letting him have it. I thought I was being, like, on the money with mm-hmm. it. And it was just like, no, girl, you look desperate and sad. And you writing too much. And this is like a run-on sentence. Where is the fucking periods and commas and stuff?
I know. I've been her before, too, for sure. But it's always just you come out on top if you don't really say anything after the breakup. The less you say, the better. Yeah. If you want to win your breakup. Sometimes you do just want to be like, I'm sad and look what you did to me. Mm-hmm. But
I feel as though that would be more effective if it was left in the drafts. No, if it was like not actually sent or brought to a licensed professional therapist or something.
Honey,
like, hey,
listen, I don't believe in drafts. Either you send it or you're not doing it at all. Why are you wasting your time?
Right.
What are we doing this draft bullshit? Just either don't write it at all or press that send button.
Wow. Okay.
Very well. Do you ever journal?
No, and you can tell. You can tell I don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not going to
I'm
anywhere.
Getting a sense that you're not journaling.
I'm fully writing a whole dissertation and pressing send.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or it's going straight into a stand-up moment, right?
Yeah.
I would get that emotional over artist men too, and they would drive me crazy. I think that's why you can't date musicians.
Girl, this is what it is, right? I was young. This is 2008. I was just like right out of college, a mess, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I am an Aquarius and my emotions are on my sleeve and I have no problem being honest. And, you know, yeah, you said you didn't want a relationship, but we're doing things mm-hmm. like somebody who's in a relationship. So I'm confused. Mm-hmm. So then you go on tour. All you have to be like, yo, I'm going on tour. We're not together. I mm-hmm. don't need to see you like this. We don't need to like catch up or talk. When I get back, if you still want to hook up, cool. If not, then boom. Like just be more straight up about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not confused.
Right. Don't make me feel like we're in a relationship when we're not, when we're fully not.
Yeah, but then it's also like you got to set those boundaries too. If somebody mm-hmm. says they don't want to be in a relationship, but you are allowing them in your space as if somebody is in a relationship with you, then that's on you, babe. You got to work through that as well. You got to close the door. The door is closed by NeNe Lynx.
What do you do? Okay, I have a question for you, Sid. Just because I feel like I'm learning which I need this kind of energy because I'm the person who's like, I'm obsessed with you and I'm not going to set any boundaries. Yeah. And also like, please like step all over my heart, break mm-hmm. it. You know what? Wear your heaviest boots and break my heart in two. I love it. That's me. What do you do when you're starting to like someone and you want it to be something serious, but it's maybe not at that point yet? What's your vibe for that?
Honestly, I don't even know. I don't even know that feeling anymore. It's been years. Like, I'm just like, oh, I'm lying. I'm so lying. I tell them. I'm one of those people that, like, I can't hold it. I can't mm-hmm. hold water. I can't hold my own secrets. Like, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And has it always worked out? Like,
No, it's always, like, embarrassing. It's, like, it's always mm-hmm. like, girl, get it together. Like, what are you going through? It's always a turnoff. It doesn't matter how attractive I may be or funny.
The
or
hottest,
smart.
The funniest. Like when you're so smart, I'm saying.
Telling people too much, they're like, the door is closed.
Yeah. I mean, like, I've told someone that I was in a relationship with, like, probably like 8-9 months into the relationship, I love you. Their response, oh wow, that's so sweet. And I would like literally kill me at that point.
Yeah,
like,
then you delete their number, you block them, like you don't speak again.
No, but maybe okay, they were caught off guard in the moment and then they came around. I think they were just caught off guard that it was said, and then they reciprocated it later. How is that? Is that okay still?
Can we keep him in our life?
But it's still you said I love you and they were like, thanks, Kay, bye.
They didn't say thanks, Kay, bye, though. I in the moment, it felt like a million years. However, eventually came around. I do still feel a little weird about it. That's why I'm bringing it up. Mm-hmm. But
what was this?
If we're gonna put a date on it. Oh. It is the current relationship that I'm in right now.
Okay, work. that's so sweet. Aw.
Yeah. So not sure if we'll actually be keeping this in the episode.
Oh wow. Okay, great.
I literally
just put out my whole
like, okay, then we can keep it. Okay. We can absolutely keep
all
it.
All right. I went in the archives for you.
You did, okay. And I loved that. It so much.
Who's bringing you receipts like this?
Sydney, no one. Exactly. You're the queen. You've killed it already. Thank you.
Be vulnerable enough to read your own receipt.
My own receipt.
But yeah, your own.
I think it's easy to get caught up in what somebody else said. Mm-hmm. All, you can focus on that. All you can focus on is what you're bringing to the table. Because I have no control of what somebody else is going to do and say to me. But I have control of the dumb shit that I fucking write and press send to. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a mess.
I once said this, your receipt reminds me of an older receipt that I have. I'm not going to read it, but I was dating someone who is like a cinematographer kind of person. So again, an artist leaving the country. Mm-hmm. He was being really shady before he left the country, wasn't texting me back. I sent him no fewer than like 15 texts in a row with no response, just over the course of the day, mm-hmm. being like innocuous things like, oh my God, this thing's happening. But then also like, I want to say goodbye to you before you leave, you know, just a lot, mm-hmm. just a very extra energy. He then called me to be like, okay, while I'm away, like, this is a lot while I'm away. Let's be on a break. And I was like, okay. And then I found out later that he was in Paris to see his ex-girlfriend. So,
dudes be
I'm
lying.
I'm reminded of that.
they just be lying. They just, it's hard to like tell people the truth. Because if you tell people the truth, then you don't get what you want. That's what the problem. That's what people claim that, oh, I don't want to hurt them. But it's really to benefit you. When you lie, it's so that, oh, your doors are still open for you.
Right. That he could still be hooking up with me if I don't ask any questions or act super desperate about it.
Right.
And then he could go see his ex and then come back and it would still be the same. Exactly. He could have done that. Except that I was being super extra. just like, pay attention to me, please, because I'm obsessed with you.
But if he knew you, he would be like, oh, but Jenny is extra though. So like, right. that's why I'm with her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But no, not the case for that guy. But that's also, again, why I'm not trying to date artists in the same way anymore. No comedians, no actors.
It ain't none of those. It's never worth it.
No. Just because, like, you know, I perform, you perform, we perform. It should be about us. And, you know, and not the other person should be supporting us and our art, you know?
Exactly. It should be a one-way street. And that's how, that's what I truly believe.
In a relationship. Absolutely. Just a one-way street. When did you stop dating men?
I think 8 years ago.
Okay.
I think 8 years ago. Best decision of my life.
Yeah, never look back.
Yeah, I don't foresee me coming back ever.
Yeah. I think not worth it. In my opinion, not worth it. No. If you can avoid it, you can avoid it.
Yeah, I don't see it. Every time I hear my friends talk about it, I'm like, y'all are not selling dick that well for me. Like, y'all are terrible spokesmen for it. Because whenever you talk about it, it's like, it's sad. And when it is good, it's good because it's sexual. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you can have sex somewhere else, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I just am so obsessed with men that I don't see myself changing. But it's a bad decision. It's a thing that I don't like about myself.
Well, that's
how much I like men.
Well, that's why you are a heterosexual woman. It's not your fault. And that's just who you are.
Yeah. I know. Has dating changed a lot since you started dating women?
Yeah. I mean, I don't have any game.
Okay.
I'm not cool. I'm still like corny individual and like very honest. Mm-hmm. And it could be off-putting sometimes. Nobody wants all of that. Sometimes it's like you could tone it down a little bit. Just because you want to give, that doesn't mean that somebody is in the space to receive.
How do you generally meet people? Are you ever on the apps or no?
I got on the apps, and that was my next receipt.
Perfect.
Yeah. I have another receipt. Me on the apps. And this is why I should not be on the apps, because I'm not good at it. Let's see.
I'm nervous about the people who are good at it, though. People who excel at dating apps are trouble.
Look, it's foolish. Hold on. Hi. This is like, you know, over a year ago.
Okay. Which app is it?
This is Hinge, I think, or Tinder. I'm not for sure. I said hi, lots of eyes. This is somebody who matched with me. Okay. Hi, random question. What's one thing you've learned about yourself during the quarantine? Bitch, that's your opening line? Wow. What? Oh, you're not trying to get no draws? Like, what is this? Are you trying to be a pen pal? Yes, and that's how I knew they were Mento too.
Yeah.
They wrote a whole paragraph.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Okay. They also had the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, smiley face. I feel I've learned a lot. I've learned about my ambitions, my goals, my role as a parent. Whoop. They said parent. I said, I'm out.
Kids.
I said, what? I've learned how I'm really hard on myself sometimes. I learned areas of myself where I need to go harder and where I need to step back. I've learned how to cope with my anxiety. I've learned the truths about what's going on in this country. I learned that I have a much bigger purpose. I'm trying to develop a plan to fulfill that. I've learned that my voice is important and people respect it. So it's my duty to use it. How about you?
Oh my God.
What are some things you've learned? No response. I just couldn't. I couldn't respond because I was
Okay. Yeah. It seems mento just on the surface. However, like, you're a very hot person, Sydney. And if someone that hot messaged me that deep of a question, I would absolutely send them a paragraph to let them know, like, hey, I'm putting the work in for this conversation.
If a hot person messaged you, hey, what have you learned in the last year? Block them.
Block them. No.
What if they're really hot? No. What if they're really hot?
No.
What if they're so hot?
They don't even want the real answer to that. I needed something that wasn't like, mm-mm, hey, you want to fuck? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, but this person like fully abandoned all like maternal duties.
Yes. Their kid was starving. Their kid really needed. Their kid needed to be fed, but they were flirting with you.
Dumb. I was like, I guess I'm not ready to date.
Yeah. Well, I think if you see parent within the first five words of a whole dissertation,
girl, I'm out.
Enough to know. That's quick, enough fast. To know we're done.
What would have been like an ideal response to that question? Would it like been like fuck you, or like what the fuck kind of question is that? Like what would have been like the ideal response to that silly question?
If they were right, okay, nerd, I would have been like, oh my God, I would have been so in it and like responded right away.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of a calling out or a neg might have worked in that moment.
It would have, and that's why I am as well toxic.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Taking ownership.
What's your you have another one? Yeah.
I have to take ownership of I couldn't find the actual text, mm-hmm, but I know that I wrote it to someone. But like, they had asked me on the dating app, what are you looking for? And I said, mutual physicality. That is what I've said, I thought it meant sex, and it does not.
No one says that.
Nobody says that.
I've never heard anyone say that.
Yeah.
But the fact that you were saying something with physical in it does make me think that it was going to be just about sex, probably.
Girl, they did not write back.
Okay.
Well, I feel like the through line of mutual physicality and like what have you learned through quarantine is that you're trying to make yourself seem like a scholar on these apps, right?
You're a professor on Hinge. Yeah.
Okay, well, because sometimes I'm like, I'm a dumb bitch. Like, if you follow me on Instagram, I'm like really silly, and I try not to be too serious when I don't have to be. And so on these dating apps, I was like, well, you know, why don't you be a step above that? Mm-hmm. Like, I know, I realize that you don't need to be, but yes, you do, because lesbians are different, dude.
Okay, in what way? Yeah, tell us.
I mean, I don't think you could just write, hey, yo, you trying to come through? Like, no. Mm-hmm.
I think that you can, Sydney. You're hot enough that you could literally send anything.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
You could probably write whatever you want. You could just write hi, and then they'll probably try to come up with something witty and fun to tell you.
Yeah.
I'm against that. And I'm against y'all. I'm against y'all telling hot people to keep doing this dumb stuff. Make them level up. Call them ugly. Do whatever you need to do to get them to work harder. This, you're letting them be subpar, and it's just I don't like the conversation. The verbiage is horrible.
Okay, you're right.
I think whatever it takes to just get to the date, you know, obviously the end goal on these apps is to go on dates and have a relationship. So I feel as though if you were to simply send like a date and time to this person that you thought had an inviting profile, then you know, you would have people lined up. I don't know.
I hear you, friend.
I think that is true. And also, for me, I find the banter on the apps to be really boring no matter what.
It is. I'm not here for it. I don't want it.
Yeah. And like, there's no opening line that's going to be so brilliant that it changes anything for me.
Hey, beautiful, corny. How you doing? Oh, lazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? emoji, wet emoji. I'm like, perv.
Gross.
Like, there's there's no good way to do it in my eyes. Unless I like you.
Yeah. And I mean, for me, I like when someone just brings up something specific to my profile. Like they want to talk about something that I've mentioned in it. And then we go from there. But then I want to get out of the dating app talking as fast as possible. Like Andrew mentioned, I just want to get to the date. I just want to get to the date and then see if there's anything there.
I mean, do we even want to get to the date? I mean, man, I just want to go to sleep. It's hard. Okay. It's just the cleanse. It's wearing me out, man. I need a nap.
You deserve a nap.
No, absolutely not.
No, don't let you nap. Okay,
stop
we're enabling
hot
you too
people
much.
They should take naps. They should not get up, wake up, work.
Yeah. Okay. Go to work.
Contribute something. Contribute to the world.
Give something to society, please, Sydney. Yes, stop being so hot. I actually have a little game for you if you're ready to play. It's called Quick and Dirty. I'm going to ask you four quick questions. None of them are dirty, but they're all quick. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. The first question is favorite flirty emoji.
The wet emoji.
Really?
Yeah.
You just said that you.
You just said it was gross.
Perv.
You just said perv.
But that's the one that I. That's the one that I said.
You're outing yourself as a hot perv.
Yeah. So you're a hot. Yeah. You're a hot perv. Okay. Yeah. Biggest dating deal breaker.
I don't know. Saying that you have kids or saying that you are in an open relationship.
Hottest physical trait. Another person.
I like arms. I like the like upper body, like something about like the neck to the shoulder blade to like the back of their arm. That's hot.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And then read receipts, yes or no?
Leaving it on?
Yeah.
No, you psycho. What? Why?
I ask every time. Just because I want to know who – I want to call out whatever psycho it is who has them on and really talk to them about it.
Yeah.
Because I think they're only for evil.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
But so far, all of my guests have been good people, at least to a certain extent.
Look at that.
Wow.
Isn't
it amazing?
I feel as though, like, we've grown past the need for read receipts. I feel as though, like, if you thumbs up a message to, like, confirm receipt – then I think then that's more than enough. Then, you know, like read at, I think that's insane.
No, bitch, if I send you a paragraph and you send me a thumbs up emoji,
I am not talking about.
Yeah, you're
I'm
a dick if you do that.
I'm pulling up. I'm FaceTiming you. I'm calling you three times in a row. I need an answer.
You know that I'm not talking about paragraphs.
I know.
I'm talking about like, hey, I got your email. Thumbs it up or something like that.
Okay.
I know, but even just the work to say, okay, exclamation point, feels better. Feels better than a thumbs up. The thumbs up can feel a little
shady.
A little shady.
How about a heart?
A heart is always nice. The heart's nice.
Lazy. Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
I love. Sydney, it's been so much fun to talk to you. So thrilled we got to have you on the podcast. Everyone should absolutely follow you on social media if they're not already. Where do they do that?
You can follow me on Instagram, JustSidBW. That's JustSydBW. Twitter, JustSidNYC, because JustSidBW was taken.
Rude.
Very rude. And yeah, my podcast, The Unofficial Expert, and then Hobby Hunter. Check me out. Write me. Send me emojis. I'm here for it.
Yeah, especially the wet one, I guess.
Nay. I'm a taken lady.
And thank you so much to everyone who is listening. Again, I am single now, so if you know anyone I should date, please set me up. And this was Receipts.
This has been Receipts, a dating podcast with evidence, hosted by Jenny Gorlick.
And produced by Andrew McGuire.
Make sure to follow us on social media. I'm at Jenny Sequoia, JenNYCestQuoi on Instagram and at Jenny Gorlick on Twitter.
And you can follow me on Instagram at McGuiGuy, at MCGUI underscore GUI.
The cover art is by Megan Patzel. The theme song is written by Dylan Adler, sung by Cheno Pinter, and produced by Douglas Wittig. Check out full videos on YouTube and rate us on Apple Podcasts. And make sure you subscribe. If you need dating advice, we'd love to help you out. Send us a DM to @receiptspod.